This is your stock and ETF update for Monday, July 16th. And before I get started, I want to remind you that Monday we'll have a breakout session. It will be at 10 a.m. Pacific. If you have any requests, please post them in the forum in the breakout session. All right, let's get started with the S&P Cash Weekly. And this is just to look at the bigger picture every once in a while, because in the bigger picture, we have this prior major high to low swing that suggests that if this low is more important, the eventual target is way up here. Now, just because I'm giving you a target doesn't mean that it's definitely going to get there, but that's typically what we shoot for, okay? So, beyond that, one of the positives recently was that we did take out this old time and price resistance high. And we do have some minor targets off of this low. Well, it looks like a minor target on the weekly chart, but it really isn't. I'll show it to you on the daily chart instead. So let's take a look at the S&P Cash Daily. Now, even though in the bigger picture, you know, I do have those higher targets, immediately we are running into some time and price resistance to the current rally. Okay, so the last low was made at key time and price support parameters. It triggered buy entries. It hasn't yet made the target, which would be the 1272 extension of that swing, but it is into some resistance, and there's also the timing factors that you want to be aware of. So for example, some of what's coming into this next timing is the fact that these prior rallies are similar. 12 days up, 13 days up, 11 days up, and so far we are, 10 days up from the most recent low. Okay, so there is the resistance that's coming in with those cycles, and you can see here all the way out to the 19th. And then there are some other cycles that also bring in dates for possible resistance to the rally that overlap those alternate time projections, right? So we're definitely a bit closer to resistance decisions. Now, that doesn't mean that I want you to short the market. It's still a bullish chart. I still have higher targets. But I do want you to ratchet up stops on longs when we're, you know, extended and when there is time resistance also. All right, let's look at the S&P futures next. Again, same thing, you know, we do have a slightly higher target at this 28-23 area. That's what we would be shooting for next. But this chart also shows you pretty much the same time resistance that we're going to be facing in the next few days. And again, it doesn't mean that we're definitely going to roll over and die. It doesn't mean that we're going to pull back at all. Sorry about that. They had to call about my destructed car. Anyway, so again, we also have the time and price resistance that shows, obviously, the prices are going to be a little bit different on the S&P futures versus the S&P cash, but we are moving into some resistance there. So let's see, what else do we have? As far as the 120-minute chart, I'm not going to give much more than this stuff that comes in below the market, because if we make a new high, actually, this is not going to have any value at all. So, like, for example, if this high remained intact and we had a drop into, you know, Sunday night or Monday morning or something, this would be an area that you could look at for possible support. But beyond that, you know, if it makes a new high, the way this works is I have to recalculate all of the support all over again. So I'll take a peek at it Sunday night, and you know, if there's anything that I might be able to do, I will send an alert if I do update any of the charts at that point, okay? All right, NASDAQ. So NASDAQ on the weekly chart. Now, this chart is just gorgeous because we have this symmetry on the weekly chart of the NASDAQ cash. And once again, I'll tell you, I had no idea if the market was going to roll over and die when we pulled back into this support, because it felt really horrible. But what are we doing? We're trading setups, and this was key symmetry support that held. And I said that if we did hold above that, that the upside potential was to 74.20. And of course, you know, most people thought I was crazy at that point because we were, you know, trading down here, but it's starting to unfold. So we're very close to that target. And I want you to be aware that this could act as resistance, since we have not only the 1272 extension of this major swing, we have the 1272 extension of this swing, which tells us 7407 to 20 might offer some resistance. And if it doesn't, I don't have anything on this weekly chart next until 7532. Okay, so I still have to call myself a cautious bull in the indexes, because yeah, they're bullish charts, but they're closer to resistance where moves tend to terminate. And of course, there's also some time resistance in NASDAQ. All right, so let's see. We do have a few of the dates on this particular chart as far as where we may come into resistance. We met another upside target today, but it was of the smaller swing. So this high to this low, we pretty much met the 1618 extension of that swing and have stalled. If we continue to rally, your next decision via the NASDAQ futures is going to be this 7467 to 85 area. So that's a similar decision to what I just showed you, which was a major 1272 up at a larger swing, and then a 1272 extension of this swing. So that would be the next target. Plus there's another projection at 7509. So, you know, that's what you want to watch on the way up, and just be aware that we're closer to resistance. So it's a good idea to protect profits. I'm not going to suggest, you know, a counter trend short on it. Those of you who are okay with counter trend stuff, you know how to do it. You have to be super nimble. But I really don't want my newbies doing that. All right, NASDAQ, 120 minute chart, you know, this one, again, this support, for example, if we had, you know, a breakdown, you know, over the weekend or whatever, into Monday session, these are the areas that we would look at for possible support. But realize that if we take out this high, the recent high, then the support levels need to be recalculated from the new high, and this won't have any value. So I want you to understand that. As far as crude oil, so crude in the September contract has held the pullback decision. You did see a nice rally from that initially. And now the question is going to be whether or not it continues. So if this low is more important, then this is your potential upside target at 74.31. This is an important hurdle on the way up, 71.11 to 14. Now this is what it looks like on the 120 minute chart. So you can see that we did have a nice bounce. And if this low is any good, ideally, I would love to see it hold, you know, somewhere above here. I mean, it would be more ideal if it held above 618 and 100%. But this would be an area that I would look at for a new potential entry. You know, see if it re-triggers an entry for you on the buy side in crude. I actually do have the wrong template up, though. I should only have the 834 on this one. Okay. All right, gold. So gold, the last time that I had timing for you, it gave you a nice little counter trend bounce. Okay. Is that going to happen again? I don't know, but I will tell you that I do have cycles, because I did work on those today between the 16th through the 20th, as we're getting closer to testing, you know, extensions and projections below the market. So could it give you a bounce with that upcoming timing? Yeah, it could. Is it going to be the best trade on the books? No, because, you know, it's counter trend. You don't have any of the moving averages on your side. But I'm sure, again, there are some of you that know how to trade this counter trend trade decision that's coming up. So look at that if you are interested. But in the meantime, you have to see that on a 60-minute chart in gold, you know, it's still a bearish pattern of lower lows and lower highs. And if somebody wanted to sell against this resistance, you could, and define your risk, you know, right above that area. All right, let's look at some more charts here. So Apple. So Apple is getting close to the shorter term target at 192.28. We still are not that close to the target off of this last low that was made on June 25th, though. We're still going to look for this as our upside potential target off of that low, 197.63 to 198.55. And as far as resistance, do I see this, you know, rolling over besides, you know, just a little bit of a pullback that you had here? No, it's not. So I would say as long as this last low remains intact, we're probably going to see higher prices. And let's look at, you know, the 30-minute pullback that I gave you a while ago. Okay, so, you know, we tested this support on the pullback. It held and then wasn't a graceful entry because of the gap up. But we did end up holding support, and we're getting very close to this initial upside target at 192.23. Amazon. So, you know, like I said, we made a major target off of this last setup decision. Okay, so that was a huge rally. And when we're at extensions of these prior major swings, you have to be careful. We had a $168 rally off of this setup where we had time and price way back when, right? Next target, if we just continue to rally, is going to be 1835. All I can tell you at this point is to ratchet up stops in Amazon. I'm not going to be giving you micro pullbacks at this point in time because we're too extended, I believe, for me to do that. You know, if you want to do that for your own day trades, you just want to run the symmetry, but it's not... probably not a great idea for me to do it right now. As far as the next time window for possible resistance, you've got a couple dates on the 16th, a couple on the 18th, one on the 19th. So you've got to call that timing from the 16th through the 19th. And again, what does that tell you? Not to short this market, but to ratchet up your stops on longs, okay? Facebook is in an important window of price that I've been looking for months, okay, since here, and we're finally meeting those targets. So once again, we don't always terminate the moves at these extensions, but you do often enough. So that tells you to ratchet up your stops in Facebook if you're still long. As far as some timing, I've got a couple dates on the 17th. As we're testing this resistance, once again, just ratchet up stops. I'm not asking you to short it. I still have higher targets in Google. Google has not met the minimum targets off of this last low. Let's see, we've had a gorgeous rally since we had time and price in this area. And 12.2744 is the next immediate upside target. Then there's an older target off of another swing that comes in at the 12.3097 area. So that one, I do think we can still see some higher prices there. As far as Netflix is concerned, now, you can look at this a couple of ways. Now, we had timing the 10th through the 11th for a high. A high was made on the 11th, okay? So even though I did set up a pullback for you, well, that one would have been stopped out, obviously, okay? I did set it up because we still had a higher target, but we broke underneath that, and we've got earnings coming in Monday. So now it's a crapshoot. I have no idea if we're going to hold the support, you know, with this earnings crapshoot or not. So we're just going to have to start looking at this one after, and I'll see if I can find something for you. As far as Tesla's concerned, we did hold above that 30-minute pullback zone that I did post. Remember that I'm posting a lot of updated charts during the trading day on Box.com. You just have to log into the website, go to the box.com charts, and you'll see what I've updated, you know, for the day. So check those out. Know that I'm still considering this low key and pivotal, and the pullback zone has held so far. You'll see that in the lower time frame chart. Now, if this low is good in the bigger picture, here's our upside potential, 394. But also be aware that there's resistance that will come from this swing, and 100% of this swing, and an extension of this swing, and all that good stuff. So also be aware of this resistance if we do start to see a move higher in Tesla. Now, when do I consider myself wrong on this one? Well, if we take out this low, I'm wrong, okay? All right, let's look at a few more charts. So BABA, you know, the last, you know, we had buy signals against this extension decision, which had at one point a believe, overlapped a symmetry projection, and we've seen a little bit of a rally. But is it really awesome at this point? No, it's not. You don't have all the moving averages on the right side, but I'm still going to look at it this way. This is considered a pivotal low. That's why we looked at the pullback to it. It did trigger new entries after we pulled back there. And you have a choice of defining your risk, you know, under the shorter term work, or you can define your risk underneath this last low, or you can define your risk underneath the zones. You have to do what is comfortable to you as far as risk parameters. But the general pattern and bigger picture decision, if this remains intact, this is our upside potential. Anyway, so I did add a few new levels here in or on this daily chart. This is what the 30-minute chart looked like. You know, when we pulled back into this support, we had the gap, which actually triggered an entry against this support. And then you had the choice of, you know, either waiting for another signal, you know, for an entry after a pullback, or just buying it and risking underneath here. But if it does start to play out, 197.23 is going to be the initial upside target. Now, Boeing, I gave you a setup on the lower time frame chart. That one is, you know, starting to play out. So, well, I'm sorry, it has played out because it's met the minimum target, the 1272. If it continues to play out, your next target is 353.43. And don't forget to look at the daily chart of Boeing that will be in the inbox.com. All right, Baidu. So Baidu has potential up to, well, we've got a target off of one swing up at 283. You've got other targets up at the 296 area. But I want you to be aware of the resistance with timing on the 13th, the 16th, the 17th, and the 18th. Okay, so what does that tell you? It just says to have a relatively tight stop. You know, if you bought it down here, you're not going to keep the stop underneath here. You'd at least have the stop maybe underneath here, or maybe underneath symmetry. Okay, it's your choice how you want to manage your trades. Here's the 30-minute chart. This is a new buy decision for you, anywhere from 262.51 to 264.92. If we hold above there, you should get another swing up. If we break down underneath there, you might not want to stay long. How about Citi? So this was after earnings. You had a pullback into support. You know, that's an area you can watch. Monday, as long as we hold somewhere above 65.44 to 66.28, I think you can look to take some buy triggers. It's not going to be the highest probability setup because of where the moving averages are, but at least, you know, you have definition of risk. JP Morgan, I went ahead and redid that chart on the weekly. And the bigger picture, you know, on the weekly, you've got some similarity with, you know, prior swing, right? And the bigger picture would tell you that, well, if this low is any good, your potential upside's to 123.99. So then we break it down into the daily chart. And, you know, here's the other support that came in on the daily chart. Then I believe we had earnings. And then here was the pullback after taking out a prior swing high. So as long as we hold above this 104.57 to 105.30 area, I'm okay with looking at buy triggers. And once again, I'll tell you it's not going to be the highest probability setup, but, you know, there's very clear definition of risk. We will have important hurdles that we would need to clear if this low, recent low, is indeed more important or not. All right, a few more charts. So Microsoft, heads up, timing. Timing into earnings, really. So guess what? You've made almost two targets before earnings. I wouldn't sit through it, okay? I'd be out of it, especially because we have time resistance here. It becomes a total crapshoot. I'm not saying that it can't go higher, because it could, okay? But, you know, it's just, yeah. I would just take it. NVIDIA is still having some trouble getting through hurdles on the way up, but it is still holding above key decisions. You know, we can either have a two-step pattern here, we might hold above the original test of symmetry, you might test the lower support. As long as it's above one of these areas, I'm still going to look at it on the buy side. I will basically back off the buy side until further notice if we break underneath this 241 area. And XBI was one that I had given you you know, the pullback on the lower time frame chart. And the first area didn't hold, the second area did, and the target off of this area is 101.83. But hey, you're not going to leave your stop underneath here, are you? You probably want to move a stop up, maybe to underneath this prior swing low, okay? All right, let's see what else we got. Too many charts. SHOP is an old setup. You can look at pullbacks if you want to see if it can take it to the target of 184.55. Raytheon was a counter trend decision that I gave you, but you know, you had a $9 and change rally off of it. The last decision that I gave you was relatively low risk, you know, with this pullback, because these swings were very similar. Get used to looking for stuff like that. It held, it triggered, and it's met at least the minor targets. And MU has cleared the symmetry, so this has potential to continue to move up towards a target of 68 area. The Intel setup is still a valid setup. The Caterpillar setup is also counter trend, but it does have a target off of this last swing at 143.50. RH, surprise, surprise. You know, it was hanging by a thread on top of this last symmetry. Beautiful rally. I don't even know what the news was. But if this low is any good, our potential upside target is to the 174.36 area. This is a really old setup that I did, but this shows you why I like doing the weekly charts, because a lot of times you won't see anything good on the daily chart, but you'll see this was a decline of 76.08, this was a decline of 73 bucks, this was 72.79, and there's been a $60 rally off of that. Now, the only issue with this one and why I stopped following it was because the options were terrible. But if this last low is any good, we still have upside potential. And then somebody asked for this one in the main room. Foot Locker, I don't know when there's earnings. I don't think they told me. But it is holding on top of symmetry. So, you know, if you wanted to look at that, if it continues to hold above here, my target's going to be 61.71. If it breaks this support, then I'm wrong on the setup. So that's what I have. I'll see you guys next week. Also, heads up, I will be going to California for a few days around July 20th through the 25th. I am going to take a couple days off. I haven't had vacation forever, so I'm at least going to take 2 days off, and I'll give you a heads up right before.